Hello, you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medfern, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Black Stripes or White Keys. I'm Trisha, and I usually start this hour off with my co-host Kayla, but she's away at the moment, so it's just going to be me in this lonely hour tonight. Our show is here to bring you rock music, so we're going to bring you rock music until 8 p.m., and I hope you're having a lovely long weekend. Here is the White Stripes, from which our title half comes from. So here's the White Stripes for you in a second. it's been a long day.
desolate though I know it must be.
That was Memphis by Kitten. Before that, we heard The Killing Moon by Echo and the Bunnymen, and Fell in Love with a Girl by The White Stripes. By The White Stripes. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Black Stripes or White Keys. Next up, we're going to play a song from Modest Mouse, who is my favorite band, actually. And it's going to be off their new album, The Golden Casket. I recently had the chance to see them on tour here in Boston. And that was a great time, so highly recommend. Here is We Are Between by Modest Mouse. Okay, that was Bound for the Floor by Local H. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. And I really love that song. I cannot get enough of it. It's stuck in my head all the time. Did you know that Bound for the Floor is still making music? Even though... Sorry, Local H. Local H is still making music. I should note that I normally do this show with my co-host Kayla, and talking alone is very difficult for me, more difficult than I expected. But yeah, Local H is still making music. Their new album is called Lifers, so if you need your Local H fix, you should go check that out. Fun fact about Local H, did you know that their name comes from two REM songs, which are Oddfellows' Local 151 and Swan Swan H? I didn't know that. I learned that like 20 minutes ago. Yeah, so you're listening to Black Stripes or White Keys, your favorite show for rock music. And stick around for a conspiracy crackdown a little later, because that is probably the most eclectic part of the show and one of the funnest. We'll see how it goes with just me here. But yeah, if you're interested, check that out. Here is Dangerous by Big Data and Joywave.
dogs that I'm coming with a ring and a question. I'm a dress.
bells and then a voice that was singing underneath. Na 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 na.
That was Go It Alone by Beck, and before that you heard Avant Gardener by Courtney Barnett and Dangerous by Big Data and Joywave. You're listening to WMFO Medford, and this is Black Stripes or White Keys. I have a PSA for you today. This is about organ donation. There are many social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. It saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com. Matchingdonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you are someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. This has been a public service message from matchingdonors.com and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So, yeah, it is time for Conspiracy Crackdown, and I'm so sad to have to do it alone today without my co-host Kayla, because I think she finds the most interesting conspiracies. Last one we had was about peanut butter, which is just, you know, I think we can all relate to that one, because it was about how natural peanut butter isn't actually natural, and it's like, it's just about the type of sugar, like the form of the sugar they use. Like, they don't use liquid sugar, they use like granular cane sugar instead, and so that's more natural. But today is a conspiracy that probably doesn't have a lot to do with your regular everyday life, but it is one of my favorite conspiracies, one of the biggest conspiracies in the United States of America, and a conspiracy that we have touched on in the past. And that conspiracy is Bigfoot. So I have basically spent the better part of the last hour trying to find this website where there are official Bigfoot sightings listed. And like, it took me a while to find, because there's different Bigfoot websites out there, but I believe that this one is the most official of the Bigfoot websites, because it is BFRO.net, and it's made by the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization. And if you go onto the website, you can see a list of sightings that personal accounts of people's encounters with Bigfoot. And I think it's time to read another updated account of a Bigfoot sighting, because that's what we did last time that we had a Bigfoot conspiracy chat, and I think you all need to know, you need to know what Bigfoot's up to right now. So, this was in June of 2021, this year. It was in Lawrence County, Tennessee. And you know, that's actually interesting, because most of the Bigfoot sightings, about one third of all Bigfoot sightings so not most, but a large percentage of the Bigfoot sightings are in the Pacific Northwest, and it is, you know, like, widely considered that the animal Bigfoot, or I was going to say Big Feet, I don't know, that the Bigfoot species, if they do exist, would live in the Pacific Northwest. So, Tennessee, I don't know what Bigfoot's doing out in Tennessee, but, all right, so this is not my words, but someone else who saw Bigfoot, and this is what they reported. My husband and I saw what we believe to be a Sasquatch on the night of June 12th, 2021. We were driving home together with our daughter at approximately 9:30 p.m. when we turned onto our street. Mind you, we live in the deep countryside outside of... Sorry. It's just that they live in Tennessee, like, why? Okay, outside of Lawrenceburg, Tennessee. Like, I'm sorry, but I've never heard of a Bigfoot sighting in Tennessee. Anyway, I'm going to paraphrase a little bit because it's kind of long, but basically, her husband turned the wheel and... I'm sorry, I did not expect to crack up. I'm trying to be serious, okay? There was an animal with fingers touching something on the ground. picking at it with its fingers. Like, I just... You know, last time we did the conspiracy on Bigfoot, I wasn't laughing that much, but it's like imagining Bigfoot and all of his hair out in the heat in the Tennessee summer in June. Like, why would he choose to live there? It's just, anyway, so Bigfoot was picking at something on the ground, and then it ducked when it saw the headlights. And then it bounded across the neighbor's yard. It did not run on 2 feet the way a human would. We thought the animal was a gorilla at first. Sorry. Okay, I'm clearly not cut up to talk about Bigfoot. I should also note they also considered it could have been a person dressed in a hairy costume, but it moved too fast to be a person. It was definitely not a bear. It was more like a gorilla or a person covered with hair. Okay, so it goes across the neighbor's grass, and then, they get to their house, and they run inside. I got up the courage to run to my house door and unlocked it, and we all ran inside. We were terrified. We both saw the animal. However, it was my husband who saw it, that it had fingers, and it was observing something on the ground. I did not see that part. I just saw the part where it started to run and when it cleared our neighbor's lawn. We had considered that maybe it was a bear, but it was too, like, ape-like to have been a bear, and it was too fast and slim and did not run on all four of its legs exactly the way a bear would. Okay. Yeah, so that's the most... I don't know if that's the most up-to-date Bigfoot sighting, but that is the June 12th, 2021 Bigfoot sighting in Tennessee. Yeah, so, I mean, like, to be fair, I kind of, like, get it, because why would there be a bear in Tennessee? Why would there be gorilla in Tennessee? Why would there be... Well, the one thing... They mentioned all these other alternatives in the account for what it could be. And they did mention a person covered in hair. I could believe that one. Like, that there's just, like, a really hairy man running around Tennessee. So, probably, that's likely. It also could be Bigfoot. So, you get to decide what to believe. But that's our conspiracy crackdown of the week. We're here every Monday, 7 through 8. This is Black Stripes or White Keys. I'm Trisha, usually here with my co-host Kayla, but she's taking advantage of the long weekend to see her family, which is awesome. We have a couple more minutes. I'll be back to say bye after the next song, probably, which I think is going to be a cover of the song Running Up the Hill. Is that by, like, Kate Bush, I think? And the cover is by Car Seat Headrest. So, yeah. Have fun listening to that. Hope you enjoyed our conspiracy today.
It doesn't hurt me. You wanna feel how it feels. You wanna know that it doesn't hurt me. You wanna hear about the deal we're making. It's you. If I only could, I'd make a deal with God, and I'd get him to swap our places. We're running up that road, we're running up that hill, we're running up that building. So if I only could, this is
You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. That was a cover of Running Up That Hill, and the cover is by Car Seat Headrest, covering Kate Bush. I quite like it. It's pleasant. Well, you've been listening to Black Stripes or White Keys. I'm Trisha, and normally I'm here with my co-host Kayla. And it's been a really great hour, so hope the rest of you have a good night, and we'll see you next week at 7.